Time now for sports. The surprising Florida Marlins are just a game away from winning their second World Series in 6 years. You mean every team doesn't take a century? They're leading the New York Yankees, a team with roughly triple their payroll, 3-2 going into tonight's matchup at Yankee Stadium. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us now from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Not much is known, this much is certain. You and I were wrong again.
What else is new?
This must be noted. The Marlins have much better pitching than we gave them credit for.
They do, and they've just been so much fun, Scott. I mean, the way they keep coming back. There's only been one really good game in this World Series, and that would have been Game 4, where the Marlins were one strike away from winning the game, and then Ruben Sierra extends it with a double that drives him some runs. So the Marlins just hang around for another 3 innings and win it in the 12th. Who cares? I just love the way they play baseball. They're so much fun.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. We have to remind people, you said the Yankees would win in 4. I said in 6. Seeing the shots of George Steinbrenner watching the game, he looks like he ate something unpleasant, and it's probably Soriano's contract.
And I'm thinking of all these teams, all these owners who would be so thrilled to take his team to the 6th and/or 7th game of a World Series, win or lose.
Yeah.
A couple of, I'm just not going to bring up some towns. It's too painful. And here he is getting ready to back up a truck and fire Joe Torre and fire his Mel Stottlemyre, the pitching coach, and get rid of half the players, too. You know, though, Scott, it is not over for the Yankees. Hardly. These next 2 games are at home.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Pettitte, Mike Mussina, they happen to be the pitchers who won games 2 and 3. The Marlins pitchers, Josh Beckett and Carl Pavano, are going on less rest than they're used to. The Yankees aren't done yet, I don't think.
What does it say about baseball that the Florida Marlins can be this good a team, substantially different team, in 4 years?
No, it's amazing. It's an almost entirely different team. I think Jeff Conine is the only player, Scott, who was on their past World Series winning team, and he had to leave and come back.
Yeah.
It shows that you're allowed to be lucky. They've obviously had some really good scouting, and they're young players. I'm talking Miguel Cabrera, Dontrell Willis, Josh Beckett. What a wonderful pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, they really did some good scouting, but everything came into place for them. You know, a lot of the players who are fueling this drive, Scott, weren't on the roster all season long. Cabrera and Willis were both in Zebulon, North Carolina, that baseball hotbed. And also, Jack McKean seems to be exactly the right manager for this team. He's just so mellow, so cool. Just go on out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that, in a sense, they're too young and too inexperienced to know that they're supposed to be nervous. Do you have that feeling about them?
Yeah. Are you still staying with the Yankees?
I am.
Yeah, I am too. I'm 7, though.
Good choice.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.